In this next session, we are learning the fourth dimension of our Yud-K awareness. That's Yud-K Vav-K, Hashem's name, entitled The Connected Heart. In the previous dimensions, we did a meditative visualization of the Yud-K Vav-K letters and did a general count of the times that Hashem's name appears, kind of a ballpark account in the times of our brachas, of our prayers, of Tehillim, Shemon Esrei, Kriya Shema. And many of you will have come up with an astounding number. And then we focused on the previous dimension, which is to Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, to sanctify Hashem's name in this world, which is the purpose of our lives and why all of us are here after 4,000 years of a miraculous survival from one generation to the next. No one could possibly understand the nature of this miracle that has brought each of us into this world. The next level of the connected heart addresses how do we create and maintain an ongoing focus of the heart that enables us to remember our purpose in this world and be close to Hashem, to Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. How do we keep it going day to day, hour to hour, even minute to minute? Because remember, the moment we lose this connection, that's when our negative addictions come rushing to the fore, emerge, ready to pounce on us. Our runaway thoughts, behavior, emotions, obsessions, destructive relationships, all of them. In this particular dimension of the connected heart, we have to be aware that in our tefillos, in our prayers, there are different levels of intensity. All of them actually represent Hashem's name. Every one of them is beyond our comprehension. But in terms of how much attention we give to them depends on where they are in the tefillah, in our prayers, in our blessings, in our brachas. So for some of these occurrences in Psalms and Tehillim, or in Pesukah de Zimra in the morning when we daven, Shacharis, we may say them very quickly, with less intent and kavona. But that doesn't mean we're not aware. However, there are other times when we express Hashem's name, such as when we're making a bracha, saying Kriya Shema, Shema Yisrael, Ad Hashem Elokeinu, Ad Hashem Echad, right? When we say it, B'chol Levavecha, with all our hearts, or when we're saying Shemone Esrei, particularly the first bracha of Shemone Esrei, which has 42 words, but Hashem's name is mentioned, Bracha Tad Hashem, at the beginning, at the end. So here we pay far more attention, far more kavana, a far greater focus on mentioning Hashem's name. Of course, if we made a trip to Israel, standing by the Kotel and davening, we may say every one of these occurrences, whether in Tehillim or in our davening, mentioning Hashem's name with incredible focus. But that's not life on a day-to-day basis. And that's what we're trying to emphasize, how to incorporate this focus, this connected heart on a day-to-day basis. So today we're going to focus on expressing Hashem's names in these critical brachos, in these critical parts of our tefillah, of Kriya Shema, Shemone Esrei, brachos. But what you're going to learn is applicable everywhere, every time you say Hashem's name. One interesting concept related to every bracha. We say bracha atah ad Hashem. Atah means you, Hashem. It's very interesting. If you're going to, and atah means you. Now, if you're speaking to a president, you say, Mr. President, or a monarch, Your Royal Highness, or even the mayor, Mr. Mayor, and Lahavdel Rosh Hashiva, we speak third person Rosh Hashiva, right? Mashkiach. We don't speak second person. So why are we talking to the master of the universe, the Rebbe Shalom, who gives us life at every second, every moment, who is eternal, always has been, always is, and always will be? Why are we using the word atah, you, in the second person? And the answer is that when we make a bracha, Hashem wants us to feel that He is in front of us. There's a presence in front of us. You, Hashem. Me to you. To feel that He's right there, palpable. Incredible. Because the more we feel that He's palpable in front of us, the more He becomes a presence in our lives. The more He real becomes to us. And the more real He becomes to us, the more He becomes a healthy addiction. And our unhealthy addictions fade away. So Hashem wants us to experience a sense of closeness, we call dvekus, the reality of His presence, which is hidden from the rest of the world. He wants us to experience a life of dedication, commitment, inspiration, connected to our deeper heartfelt feelings. And in this session, we're going to learn in the connected heart how to create this connection through the Yud-K, through the Yud-K Vav-K. Because until now, most of us relate to this as a kind of cognitive, right? Abstract idea. Hashem, yes. Very distant. Almost dry. But really, Hashem's name should evoke something that resonates to the deepest recesses of our heart, because His name resonates within in each of us. We are all products of Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, of Hashem's name. Every breath we take, everything we see, everything we do is only enabled by this Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, by Hashem Himself. The Kotzker Rebbe said that there was a long distance between the heart and the mind. Now, obviously, a long distance does not mean a physical distance. We measure that in inches, maybe a foot, tops, right? But he meant that the world of feelings from deep within the heart, which is the repository of our emotions, the center of our being and of our consciousness, awareness, that organ that is no larger than a human fist, that organ is the center of our love, the center of all our healthy feelings, while also being the center of how the blood, which feeds 7 trillion cells every moment of our lives, how it operates on a physical level. But how do we learn to feel from our heart, an organ so small, located on the left side of our chest? Is it so different than any other organ, kidney, spleen, stomach, lungs, our eyes, our ears? How do we tap into the sensitivity of our hearts, so that it becomes a part of our tefillah, a part of our connection to Hashem? It's interesting. Chazal, our sages, recognized a long time ago the importance of the heart. That's why our tefillin that a man wears, which is worn on the left arm, it hugs the heart. It's slanted towards the heart. And we are told, it is suggested, that when we daven, particularly Shemoneh Esrei, that one places your hand, left hand above your heart, and your right hand above your left hand. And this creates a feeling of intimacy, which we'll discuss later in greater depth, particularly during the meditation. You see, the heart has always been recognized as that human organ which is at the center of our love, our consciousness, our emotions, our closeness to Hashem. And that's why we say b'chol levavacha. Now it's interesting, we say b'chol levavacha because it has the letter beis twice, and Chazal tells us it's with both parts of our heart. That part which we call the Yetzer Tov, our good Yetzer, or our positive strivings, and the Yetzer Hara, and even that which is blind desires. Hashem wants us to take both parts of our heart to serve Him, to experience His presence in our lives. And in reality, all of the negative addictions that we feel, or that we are connected to, or can't really control, come from that other part of the heart, right? The obsessions, the urges, the fears, the anxieties, the low moods, the low states. So how do we begin to transform these feelings, these negative feelings of the heart, so that we have one heart, b'chol levavacha, both sides of our heart serving Hashem? I want to tell you an interesting story about a husband who came with his wife, and it turned out that he was a very angry man. He was angry at his wife, angry at his kid. He was angry at everybody. He was angry at people, but he also did things which were not very moral, both against his family and other people. He was pretty much of a guy who would cheat everybody he came across, in business, or, right? You know, lied a lot, and he kind of took advantage of people. Real operator, real manipulator. Let's say his name was Moshe. So one day I asked him, I said, Moshe, you know, he took kindly to me, didn't he? Kindly, but he kind of agreed to work with me. I never knew where he was coming from. So I said to him, Moshe, how is it that you continue to hurt so many people? You know, how did you get this way? And he would say, listen, I just tell people off. I tell them, I give them what they deserve. I'm just an honest guy. If I feel that you are deserving of my anger, I'm going to hit you between the eyes. So this is the kind of guy he was. And I saw him for a few weeks. And then one day he came back to me. He said he had an interesting observation that he never had before. And he explained to me, he said, one day I was, actually not one day, but it was on Shabbos afternoon. He said, I took a walk, and I asked myself a question. I said, you always ask me, how did I get this way? How did I get to be so kind of tough and cynical and even manipulative? And maybe I am. But I asked myself, how did I fall into this? And I was focusing on this question. I must have walked maybe a half an hour, trying to figure out what was behind it. And suddenly, as I'm walking, I began to feel a pain on the left side of my chest. It's a true story. Pain on the left side of my chest. Didn't know what it was. Maybe it was the bones. And then I said, maybe it's a physical pain. And maybe it's my heart. Maybe there's something wrong with me. Maybe I'm, you know, maybe I should get it checked out. But the more I walked, the more I began to see that it really wasn't a physical pain. It was more of an emotional pain. And I realized that as I grew up, I had this pain many times in the past. I never looked at it. I never had it checked out because I always had, you know, my blood pressure was okay. But I realized when I was a kid growing up, I had a tough life. I was bullied. I lost my father. Everywhere I looked, I was a loser. They beat me up continuously. And I realized something really strange. I realized that I had a broken heart. No one ever told me that before. I had a broken heart. We use the word I was traumatized, all this stuff. But no one said I had a broken heart. And I realized that this broken heart made me want to cause pain to other people. It's the first time I ever had that insight. I found it pretty incredible what he was telling me, especially from a person who seemed to be lacking insight. And after Moshe revealed this insight to me, this awareness of his heart, of a broken heart, I began to understand something I never understood before. That we can't be loving beings unless we soothe and calm the hurting and broken heart. We can't love Hashem or anybody if our hearts are broken. Instead, what we do is we compensate. We take on other kinds of behaviors and thoughts and feelings that enable us to forget about the pain in our hearts. We take on other addictions, drugs, sex, alcohol, gambling, depression, anxiety, feelings of low self-esteem, being overly critical, being angry, right? Anger is a big thing here. All of these, I believe, come from this feeling of a broken heart. And our goal here is how to heal a broken heart, a sad heart, and how to make our hearts whole directed towards Hashem. So in this next dimension, next level of Yud-Kei Vav-Kei awareness, we're going to explore the connected heart through a meditation that will enable you to begin to experience this connection of B'chol Levavcha with both sides of your heart, how to enjoy the love of the heart, the joy of the heart, the feelings of the heart in a positive way, and how to heal the broken heart. Because this is what Hashem wants in all your tefillahs.